The third quarter of the Jets' schedule will feature a pair of divisional games and a matchup with the defending Super Bowl champions. But a sibling rivalry will kick things off in Week 9 at MetLife Stadium. Twin brothers Rex Ryan and Rob Ryan will renew pleasantries at the Met as Rex's Jets host Rob and the Saints on November 3rd. While Rex is in his fifth season as head coach of New York's AFC representative, Rob was hired in the offseason to turn around a Saints defense that ranked dead last in football last year, yielding 440 yards per game and ranking 31st in scoring defense at more than 28 points an outing. Chris Ivory, who was acquired from the Saints in exchange for a fourth-round pick, will get his crack at a defense who yielded a franchise record of 5.2 yards per carry last year. Rob Ryan has moved the Saints to a 3-4 front, and he will definitely look to bring pressure on the Jets quarterback. Rex Ryan will have to contend with the Drew Brees offense that was second in scoring at 28.8 points an outing. The Saints threw the ball for more yards than anyone in football last year, as Brees led the NFL with 43 touchdowns. Linebacker DeMario Davis in the Jets secondary figured to be busy with one of the most talented tight ends in football, Jimmy Graham. Following a bye in Week 10, the Jets will hit the road for a two-game swing. The extra prep time should help the Jets prepare for Doug Marrone's Bills team. Buffalo sports a nice running back wide receiver combo in C.J. Spiller and Steve Johnson, while cornerback Stephon Gilmore could come into his own in his second season. Former Jets defensive coordinator Mike Pettine will switch things up against the Jets offense, and he has plenty of talent up front in Marcell Dareus, Kyle Williams, and Mario Williams. Jeremy Curley averaged 19 yards a reception against the Bills last season, and he also in Week 1 became the first player in team history to register a punt return touchdown and a receiving touchdown in the same game. The Jets won't miss Ray Lewis or Ed Reed, but the Ravens will still be flying around in Week 12. Tackles DeBrickashaw Ferguson and Austin Howard will be tested by a fierce pass rush as veteran Terrell Suggs returns and Elvis Dumervil join the Ravens in free agency. Over the past three seasons, Dumervil has averaged 12.5 sacks. Nick Mangold and the Jets guards will also have to contend with Haloti Ngata. New Jets safety DeJuan Landry will get a crack at the team that drafted him in the fourth round of the 2006 draft. Joe Flacco got hot last winter for the Ravens, and the Edgar Allan Poes still have Ray Rice, who wants to step up in the leadership department. Kelvin Pace will hope to set the edge for the Jets and turn Rice back inside to David Harris and company. The Jets will begin and end December against the Dolphins, and their South Florida friends will be their Week 13 opponent in front of the home faithful. After averaging just 18 points a game in 2012, the Dolphins went out and got some more weapons for Ryan Tannehill with the free agent additions of Mike Wallace, Brandon Gibson, and former Jets tight end Dustin Keller. But Reggie Bush is in Detroit, and Lamar Miller figures to become the number one man in the backfield. The Jets and the Dolphins have split the season series each of the past 3 years, and both clubs scored road wins in 2012. A Miami native, Jets rookie quarterback Geno Smith will compete to be in position to battle his hometown team. If New York's AFC representative has a .500 record or better after 12 games, there will be an opportunity for a December to remember.